Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on Sports Radio 960 WSBT, WSBTRadio.com, the WSBT radio app, and on Twitch as Darren Pritchett talks Notre Dame football recruiting with Blue and Gold Illustrated insider Mike Singer.
Well, our conversation, of course, on Budweiser's weekday sports beat on 960 AM WSBT, but also available on the Blue and Gold YouTube channel. I'm Darren Pritchett with Mike Singer. And Mike, with spring practice well underway, big recruiting weekend for the Fighting Irish centered around spring practice. So what were your takeaways from last weekend?
Yeah, Darren, there were a handful of 2025 commits. You had a few notable class of 2025 targets, and then a few, more like close to 10, class of 2026 players, so current high school sophomores going into their junior year in the fall, guys that Notre Dame offered on Pot of Gold Day last week. So it was a pretty busy recruiting weekend for Notre Dame. You know, on Monday afternoon, wrote an article titled The Gold Standard, where I went into some of the big talking points that come out of the weekend, and we'll cover that a little bit in today's video, and definitely recommend folks check that out over at blueandgold.com. But you know, I'd argue the biggest visitor for Notre Dame this weekend is Deuce Knight. He's been committed to the Irish since September, but you know, when you have a 6'4" and a half, 200-pound quarterback committed who runs in the 4-5 range and a 40-yard dash, you know, it's always important when he's on campus. And it's been notable that Alabama, Ole Miss, and even Deion Sanders in Colorado have continued to push for him despite his commitment to the Irish. And you know, he hasn't taken any visits to my knowledge, nor does he have any visits set up, but he's still in communication with those schools. So you want to make sure that you're getting Deuce Knight to campus as much as possible. And that's what he did. He got to South Bend late Wednesday night, was greeted by a handful of media members, which is interesting. And then, you know, full day Thursday, full day Friday, and then most of the day Saturday. So he had a really good visit, great time with the Notre Dame coaching staff. And then on Saturday, I'll add this, that one source kind of compared Deuce Knight and how he was with these other prospects, like Drake Bowen. Darren, if you remember, in all of our times chatting about Bowen in the 2023 class, such a great ambassador for Notre Dame, visited just all of the time, and he wouldn't come to campus for himself to get any new experiences. It was really just to recruit other prospects. And you know, when you had a bunch of other players on campus Saturday, I was told that Knight was kind of like free roaming, just really wanting to build relationships with the other prospects on campus, and you know, kind of did his own thing in a very good way, you know, recruiting guys like Mark Zachary and Derek Meadows, who we'll talk about in a second, who are big 2025 targets for the Fighting Irish. So really good visit for Notre Dame. My sources are pretty excited, you know, obviously about Knight, but how good they're feeling about him. I think for a minute there, you're concerned about Alabama, and you should still be to some extent, because he's still in communication with those schools, at least a little bit. But yeah, you feel good coming off of this visit. I asked him if he's going to return to the spring game in April. He was like, I mean, I don't have anything locked in, but if the commits are going to be there, then I will be. And they're going to be there. That's always a huge recruiting weekend. And he has his official visit scheduled in June. So he's continuing to get to South Bend there. And that was his seventh visit to campus. Sounds like eight will be for the Blue Gold game next month. And then number nine will be the official visit in June. And you certainly expect him to return for the fall a couple times. So that's definitely big. Deuce Knight, returning to Notre Dame. And then Notre Dame's already getting a head start on the 2026 class, Darren. We talked about this a good bit. At the quarterback position, Noah Grubbs from the Orlando area, he was on campus Friday and a little bit at Saturday. His visit exceeded expectations. All of the visits you expect to go well, but this one went tremendous. I think we've been talking about this. I think between Noah Grubbs and Brady Hart, who is a 6'5", I believe like 185, 190-pound passer, also from the Sunshine State, I think Notre Dame's going to get one of these two guys in Grubbs and Hart, and Notre Dame would be ecstatic. Definitely check out the Gold Center for more on Noah Grubbs. And then from Indianapolis, Ben Davis, I feel like, Darren, we talk about him every single week, this four-star cornerback. His visit went really well. I think this is a Notre Dame-Florida battle. He did grow up loving Florida, but I like where the Irish stand for Zachary, especially coming off this visit. Derek Meadows from Las Vegas, Bishop Gorman. Notre Dame leads here, and I think that the Irish lead even more for this 6'5", 185-pound receiver from Nevada. Really good visit here. Connects well with Deuce Knight. Notre Dame had three other receiver commits on campus this weekend in the 25 class. Those guys connected well with Meadows. Really like where Notre Dame stands, despite some other big-time programs being after him. And then I would love someone to tell me, because I forget, the last player Notre Dame had from modern day. Notre Dame just has not had great success in recent years at this powerhouse program in Southern California. They would like to flip their fortunes here with Chuck McDonald, a four-star cornerback in the 2025 class. USC, Oregon, LSU, Georgia, some other teams to watch here. But hearing that McDonald's looking at getting back to South Bend after this visit, which is definitely a good sign. Follow the visits is my mantra. McDonald getting back to Notre Dame, potentially in a couple months. That's good news. But I still feel like, USC probably the team to beat for Chuck McDonald. So there were other visitors on campus over the weekend. You can definitely read more about those guys at blueandgold.com.
Mike, a couple of follow-up questions from the quarterback conversations we just had.
Sure.
I know it depends on personality and openness and those type of things, but isn't there something about a quarterback that is willing to be involved in the recruiting process? It's one thing if it's a receiver or running back, but it just seems like the quarterback position is a little different and people draw to that quarterback. And it sounds like with Deuce's personality and willingness, they've got a really good asset to work with in this recruiting process.
One of my favorite things in listening to Colin Cowherd over the years, Darren, is that he'll say that the quarterback is always the most confident kid. You know, the good-looking, confident kid ends up playing the quarterback position. Other people just aren't attracted to and gravitate towards the quarterback. So it's definitely good to have your quarterback locked in, have a high-profile guy committed early. And listen, Deuce Knight is a really cool kid. The other prospects love hanging out with Deuce Knight, and he plays the most important position on the field. So there's just a lot of different factors that tie into what you're saying that gives Notre Dame an edge on the recruiting trail. And Darren, I always downplay a little bit prospects recruiting each other. I think it gets hyped up a little bit, like a little bit too much, like, oh, Notre Dame gets Deuce Knight. Well, now every receiver in the country is going to want to come to Notre Dame. Okay, Notre Dame fan. Like, we got to calm down a little bit. But I'm talking to Notre Dame sources, and they really they rave about Deuce Knight as a recruiter and talk about just how much of an impact he is on the trail. C.J. Carr, I think, was like that as well. These high-profile guys who commit early to Notre Dame at the quarterback position, they do have an impact. Now, listen, when these guys commit, it's not like five stars are going to start flocking to Notre Dame, but they definitely do play a role.
And in regard to the 26 quarterbacks that you were discussing a moment ago, is this a situation, in your opinion, that the first of the two that commits is the guy Notre Dame takes? Are we at that point they're comfortable with both of those guys, and whoever pulls the trigger first is probably going to be the guy?
There are nuances, but my understanding is an emphatic yes.
Okay.
There's differences between Brady Hart and Noah Grubbs. Like, maybe this guy does this thing a little bit better, and this guy needs to improve on this compared to the other guy. But my understanding is that the Notre Dame staff is very comfortable with either. They've communicated to both prospects. It is first in between you two, which I think has kind of pushed up their timelines a little bit. And I think it also is a factor that one of the top quarterbacks in the country, a kid from Tennessee, he just committed to Georgia. So I think that these quarterbacks were thinking, oh, I want to commit at this point, maybe after my junior season, whatever it is. When they see one of their peers commit, they're like,
The dominoes.
So quarterbacks are starting to come off the board. So, yeah, I think it's going to be Grubbs or Hart. Personally, my prediction is for Hart, I did that last week, and I believe you talked about it, Darren. But I wrote in my article where I wrote the prediction, like, I could see a scenario where Grubbs pushes up his timeline and pops before Hart does. Either way, I think Notre Dame would be very happy with Noah Grubbs or Brady Hart, both really good players. And I think, back to our conversation about Toussaint, I think both guys would do well, helping build Notre Dame's class early on. But there's also a scenario where, like, Noah Grubbs could get a Bama offer, and then Brady Hart's a Florida legacy, and the Gators just offered him. Like, there's a situation where Notre Dame doesn't get either of these guys, but then they have Troy Hunt visiting on Wednesday. He's an impressive passer from California. Brady Schmeigel is another quarterback from California who I think Notre Dame's in a really good position with, both highly touted four-star quarterbacks. So you got two from the Sunshine State, two from the Golden State. I think that Notre Dame's built out its quarterback board in a really good way, Darren, that they're going to land one of these guys, and it's going to be a strong get.
Our Notre Dame football recruiting update with Mike Singer. I'm Darren Pritchett on Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat and the Blue and Gold YouTube channel. So now let's fast forward to prospects visiting Notre Dame this week.
Yeah, look, the staff just comes off of a busy weekend. It's like, all right, no time to rest. We got prospects on campus again this week. So there's a few I wanted to talk about. IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. We talked about Mater Dei as a school that Notre Dame hasn't had great success from. They haven't been landing much from IMG Academy in recent years. I know Notre Dame would really love to pick up a pipeline there. Gavin Nix is a linebacker, four-star player, 5'11 and a half, 225 pounds. The Irish would love to have him. He got to South Bend late Sunday night, full visit day. On Monday, I believe this is Nix's first time in South Bend as well, so an important visit. Here's another prospect from IMG Academy, Raiden Vines-Bright, who's originally from Arizona, just transferred to IMG in the offseason, a four-star per On3's own recruiting rankings. This is a really important visit because going into it, he's admitted to On3 that that Notre Dame has a little bit of work to make up for. This is his first visit, whereas he's been to some other schools a few times. But really important visit. Full day on Monday that Vines-Bright is on campus. Notre Dame has three receiver commits. They love to have Vines-Bright and Derek Meadows to potentially take up to five in this class. Here's another receiver, Brandon Finney from Maryland, who I think that Notre Dame's in a really good spot with as well. So, sure, some Irish fans are talking about, like, Mike, you just said Meadows and Vines-Bright could make five. Well, what about other guys? Like, I don't know all the answers to this, but all I know is that Notre Dame, they got three committed. They could take up the five. They have a handful of receivers who are talented, who are making their way to campus, and Brandon Finney is definitely among them. And I hear really good things about where the Irish stand. This could be a huge visit for Notre Dame. I just get the vibe that Finney could be one of those kids who just visits. It's like, this is my first time. I get it. I love Notre Dame. I'm in. We'll see. That's my gut feeling, at least as a possibility. We'll see coming out of the visit. But Brandon Finney, 6'2", 185 pounds from Maryland, one to keep an eye on. Troy Hahn, talked about him a moment ago, from California, 6'3", 195 pounds, picked up his offer from Notre Dame, I believe, in January, on campus. Big visit. Keep an eye on him. We talk more about Brady Hart and Noah Grubbs at the quarterback position for Notre Dame. I think Troy Hunt's a little bit of an X factor. Texas is considered the team to beat per the On3 recruiting prediction machine, but we'll see how things progress for him. And then lastly, Darren, Notre Dame has I'm not 100% sure if he's making it in, but Darren Akinagbon from Hillside, New Jersey, a 6'5", 240-pound pass rusher, considered a Georgia lean, But I believe he was supposed to make it in starting Tuesday. No, I'm not certain if that visit's still set in stone, but it was at least as of last week. So there's a few of the names visiting Notre Dame this week.
Of course, much more on recruiting from Mike Singer if you're a subscriber to Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com.
Yeah, please do check it out using the promo code UND1 for new subscribers. That is our offer for you guys. $1 for 2 months when you use the promo code UND1. So please check that out at blueandgold.com. All of the spring practice coverage, all the recruiting updates and everything in between, talking, you know, with thousands of Notre Dame fans on the Blue Simoji message board. We would love to have you at blueandgold.com.
And 1,000 different opinions on Riley Leonard's ankle injury and what it means for the season, all at blueandgold.com. But you know what? It's nice to have good recruiting the last couple of years at the quarterback position. Things seem a whole lot better than what might have been 2-3 years ago had this happened. So recruiting is paying off at that position. Mike, enjoyed it. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Derek.
That's Mike Singer, Notre Dame football recruiting insider at Blue and Gold Illustrated. Read all about it at blueandgold.com. We will take a timeout. We've got more Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat coming up in just a moment on your home of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, Sports Radio 960 WSBT, streaming live at WSBTRadio.com.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.